Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Bill Young, and welcome to Prayer and Lunch Podcast. We're coming down to the wire. We're doing 33 days in Morning Glory, a do-it-yourself retreat in preparation for a Marian consecration to our Blessed Mother, our Lord, with His Mother, Jesus, Mary. And as I said, we're almost finishing it up, but there's always tomorrow. Tomorrow is the day of my consecration, and anybody who's been doing it with me. But, you know, we could always start a new consecration to Mary. If you like this little booklet, you could call Anna at 305-205-2907. And also in my praying and my thanks to Mary and Mary consecration, Saturday my goal is doing this Mariam conference in Ave Maria Catholic College on the west coast of Florida near Naples. It's about an hour and 26 minutes away from my house, so it's not that bad. So I'm going to be trying to go there Saturday. Sunday I'm working, so I cannot start until Saturday morning. So I'm still going to be blessed, hopefully, and my wife is letting her car with more fuel efficient, and we'll see what happens. Pray the Lord. It's a little rainy, so she wanted to go to a mall with her mom in Naples, the outdoor mall. So let's pray for sunshine. And today, as I did yesterday, before I start my 33rd day, it's a little prayer, well, actually, it's a little talk that reflections by Pope Francis, Seasons of Mercy, for the living year of the Holy Year of Mercy, season by season. And today's topic is Becoming Mercy-Filled Disciple. So I thought it was very appropriate, considering that tomorrow I'm going to be a disciple of the Lord's Mother. And, of course, hopefully she will intercede for us and all my prayers and all my good wishes. Mary gets to choose where to go. But I still have one more day. So today is the last day I could put my wishes and my prayers. So I'm going to have an abundance of them. And before my family, my son, my wife, Pat, my mother-in-law, for my three sisters, my brother, their children, my nieces and nephews and grandnieces and grandnephews. So I pray for all my family members. I pray for my coworkers. I pray for my enemies. I pray for the children who have cancer. So that's a big tough one. I pray for the group I belong to, the Area Anchor Cancer Foundation, and our leader, Diane Travelli, and her boyfriend, Vince Bloomfield. May they make beautiful music together, and the new cancer fight song that is written and they're producing and coming out shortly. May a lot for everyone who's had that struggle with cancer, or family members with cancer, or friends with cancer. Well, this will be the fight song to help them get it through it. So look for that in the future, coming very soon. But let's get on to today. Today is Becoming Mercy-Filled Disciple. And again, this is reflections from Pope Francis himself, his homilies. Jesus calls us to intimate his way of loving. Love one another as I love you, John 13:34. To the extent to which we love this, we become cradle disciples of Christ to the world. Love cannot bear bearing up locked up in itself. By its nature, it is open and spreads and bears fruit, and always kindles new love. Following Jesus does not mean taking part of a prideful possession, but sharing his merciful love, entering his great works of mercy for each and every person and for all persons. Jesus' work is precisely a work of mercy, a work of forgiveness and love. Jesus is full of mercy. Jesus pushes each of us never to stop at the surface of things, especially when we're dealing with another person. We are called to look beyond, to focus on the heart and see how much generosity everyone is capable of. No one can be excluded from God's mercy. The church is the house that welcomes all and refuses no one. Its doors remain wide open to those who are touched by grace, can feed the certainty of forgiveness. Jesus, however, does not want us to do this work alone, but wants it to involve us in the mission to further the Father entrusted him to. And after the resurrection, he told his disciples, "As Father has so I send you, whose sins are forgiven, you are forgiven." John 21:22. Let us have the greater courage in witnessing to our faith in the risen Christ. We must not be afraid of being Christians and living as Christians. We must have the courage to go and proclaim the risen Christ, for it is our place. He made peace with his love, with his forgiveness, with his blood, and with his mercy. In this holy year, we look forward to opening our hearts to those living on the utmost fringes of society, fringes which modern society itself creates. How many uncertain, painful situations there are in the world today. How many are the wounds borne by the flesh of those who have no voice because they cry is muffled and drowned out by the indifferences of the rich. During this jubilee, the church will be called even more to heal these wounds, to assuage them with the oil of consolation, to blind them with mercy, and cure them with solidarity and spiritual cure. So today is day number 33, putting it all together. 4 days, we've been reviewing the last 4 weeks of our retreat. During these days, we not only receiving the material, we also begin to put together all we learned. I say we began to put it together. We're probably not yet at the point where we can grasp the mindful truth of the Marian consecration in a single gaze, as John Paul puts it. To get to this point, unifying the statements may be helpful, sometimes like the first principle and foundation that St. Iglesias of Loreto came up with summarizing this, give clarity and focus to his spirituality. Actually, I think we need more than just a statement. We need a prayer, something that we frequently repeat. Every day, not only reminds us of the meaning of our consecration, but actually expresses the gift ourselves to Jesus through Mary. While several of the saints we learned from during this past few weeks have written excellent prayers or formulas for consecration, I'm not going to present this formula here. Instead, I'm going to present an updated prayer of consecration that combines the main insights we've covered during the retreat. Even though I'm no saint, I feel confident to do this because I'm making use of the actual words and ideas of all four Marian saints and our retreat. Moreover, I feel emboldened to compose a new prayer because of the words of Pope Pius XII and on occasion of St. Louis de Montfort's canonization. True devotion aims essentially at the union with Jesus under the guidance of Mary. This form of practice of this devotion may vary according to time and place and personal integration within the bonds and sounds and safe doctrine of auxiliary and dignity of worship. The Church leaves her children just a margin of liberty. She is conscious that true and perfect devotion to Our Lady is not bound up in any particular modes in such a way that we can claim a monopoly over the others. Inspired by these words of taking liberty with Pope gives us, I offer the following update prayer consecration that aims to capture the essentials that we learned during our retreat. Now, it doesn't fit with your personal inclination. Don't worry. You can always take the liberty to write your own prayer or use one written by the saints. Anyway, here is a summary of the statements that we've learned, a statement that's also a prayer from the heart. It says, I, and you can post your name here, Bill Young, a repentant sinner, renew, ratify today in your hands. O Immaculate Mother, the vow of my baptism, I renounce Satan, resolve to follow Jesus Christ even more closely than before. Mary, I give you my heart. Please set it on fire with your love for Jesus. Make it always attentive for the burning thirst for love and for souls. Keep my heart in the most pure heart, that I may love Jesus and remember of his body and within our own perfect love. Mary, I entrust myself totally to you, my body and soul, my good, my both interior and exterior, even the value of all good actions. Please make me of all that I am. Whatever you please, please fit me into your instrument, in the immaculate and merciful hand for bringing the greatest possible glory of God. If I fall, please lend me back to Jesus. Wash me in the blood and water and flow with his pierced side. Help me to lose my trust in the foundation of love and mercy. With you, O Immaculate Mary, who always through God's will, I unite myself to you with perfect consecration of Jesus as he offers himself in the spirit of the Father for the life of the world. Amen. Tomorrow you will consecrate yourself or reconsecrate yourself totally to Jesus through Mary. And that is great. To do this, through you will need a prayer of consecration. Whatever you use, one I presented or one from the saints, or one of your own making, I encourage you to meditate on its meaning today. Such a meditation on prayer and consecration is perfect preparation of consecration day. By the way, you might want to read ahead the first lessons of tomorrow's meeting entitled Before Consecration. God bless you all, and I'll see you tomorrow on Consecration Day.